time for Radio Theater. Our guest this morning is Andy Bennett, the development director of the Renegade Theater Company. And I've been hearing an awful lot about Renegade Comedy Theater recently. My daughter's been going to the improv performances. Andy Bennett joins us for Radio Theater this morning. Hey there, Andy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us this morning. One of the many bits that my daughter's come home all excited about, has really enjoyed with the improv theater, has to do with a TV show where four actors come out and the audience gives them a television show. They perform a scene from the television show, and then at some point they have to switch. How does that work?
Yeah, it's an improv game we play called TV, and it's basically like Foursquare. You're set up in a square, and the front two players are one channel, and then the host can click through to the next channel, and so it just rotates by one person. So each player is on essentially two different channels of the four channels that we get from the audience. And so we'll get what channels they should be. You know, we'll get like specialty networks or children's theater show or, you know, children's television shows, those sorts of things. And then we'll get a suggestion, and the first channel will start the scene, you know, acting like it's a scene from that television show. And then when the referee switches the channel, the next channel comes in, and they have to start their scene with the last line of the scene that preceded it. So, you know, if we go from CSI to SpongeBob SquarePants, it makes for some interesting television.
Yeah, I'm seeing some overlap in those characters there. I'm seeing a little bit. There's another one that she mentioned to me that she adored. It's a film noir bit.
Yeah. And that's one of our newest games.
One of the things that I'm kind of interested in is, of course, every generation of actors that comes along is that much more removed, you know, maybe another 20, 30 years removed from some of these older genres. So has this been a challenge for your actors?
You know, no, the audience has really latched onto it. And, you know, I'm in my 30s. A fair number of our players are in our 30s. So anytime we can do a reference that isn't Dora the Explorer or the Kardashians, we're pretty excited. So the film noir trope is pretty ubiquitous, that people kind of get it right away. And we have, you know, we have our magic man up in the booth doing the lights and sound. He's got a whole film noir soundtrack, and he's, you know, making the lights all smoky and low, and the audience, if they're not familiar with the film noir style, they pick up on what the game of it is pretty quick, and they seem to like it.
Well, it sounds like wonderful fun. The final one that she mentioned to me that she particularly enjoyed was something like Fast, Faster, Fastest.
Yeah, the audience loves it. The players hate that one.
Describe it.
Yeah, so essentially what you do is you get a one-word suggestion from the audience, and the players then have 90 seconds to do a scene based on that suggestion. And our games, they're short-form games, so they tend to be fast, they tend to be physical, they tend to be, you know, the streamlined version of improv. And so after 90 seconds, the referee will blow his whistle, and then we'll have a game where the audience will decide how fast they want to see it next. And typically, the team will have to do it in 45 seconds, then they'll have to do it in 20 seconds, and then if they're successful in that, the host might take it easy on them, but if they're not, the host will often make them do it in 5 seconds backwards, which is really the most entertaining version of the game. So the players often end up sweaty and exhausted, but the audience sure seems to love it.
Hey, Andy, let me ask you either a very dumb or an infinitely profound question. What kind of idiots, I mean people, sign up to do this for fun?
You know, there is something oddly liberating about being on stage without a net. You know, without having all the benefit of rehearsals and lines that a very talented writer has sculpted for you, you're sort of up there with your friends, and you are given the very bare minimum, and you're told to create a whole world with it. And it's kind of the closest thing that adults get to recess, it feels like to me. So I've been doing it for gosh, over a decade now, and I still love it. And I think one of the reasons I still love it is because every night is different. And I think that's one of the reasons the audience loves it, too. No two shows are the same. We might play the same games sometimes. You might see the same game a couple times when you come to see the show, but it's not the same scene. It's not the same version of that game, and it's always different, and I think that's what people find exciting. I know it's what I find exciting.
You do realize that anyone who has ever done theater, the idea of being on stage without the script, without the net, is a standard anxiety dream?
Totally, absolutely. At least we get to wear clothes. That's the only thing we're missing from that standard nightmare is we are dressed. But yeah, everything else is the same. And I think it actually makes you a stronger performer because it makes you more willing and able to deal with the inevitable snafus that happen in live theater.
What kind of anxiety dreams do improv artists have? You dream that you're on stage and somebody's making you follow a script?
No, we dream about bombing. We have nightmares about stepping up, taking a big swing, and nobody finding it entertaining at all. And one of the best feelings you can have is, you know, 130 people laughing uproariously at something you've done. One of the worst feelings is 130 crickets. So that happens sometimes, but that's what keeps us up at night.
Wow. Andy, thank you a million for joining us this morning. It is always such a treat to talk to you. Andy Bennett of Renegade.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Andy. Andy Bennett this morning. He's the development director of Renegade Theater Company. He joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater Fridays at 8 o'clock on Northland Morning, supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.